Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Ramazzotti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a fly ball into left field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Ramazzotti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball four. Dark moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raymond Sadi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn strikes out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hearn, and towards Stanky, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Borkowski. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Westrum strikes out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 1 in the game. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Minor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stanky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Walker. Lockman moves to second. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lockman moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanky hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Lockman scores. Hearn moves to third. Stanky moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Westrum hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Bob Schultz now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Irvin reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Irvin moves to third. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-2 in the game. Lark takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Lark moves to second. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Borkowski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stanky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Bob Kelly now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Irvin is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Mays reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. Westrum moves to third. It's 8-1, Giants. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raymond Sadi fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Raymond Sadi. Westrum scores. Mays moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-1, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hearn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney pinch hits for Eddie Stanky. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Irvin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Rigney now playing second base. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a fly ball into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Kelly. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-3 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Cal McLish now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-3 in the game. Hearn hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Borkowski is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to second. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.